Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you all are having an absolutely terrific day today. As always, hope you guys are staying strong and healthy, and be sure to check out the Hagen Report. Doug had me on for 2 hours last night from 9 to 11. And
purple sticks, baby.
I ran through a case of those last night. Great show.
Took three.
We got a little aggressive there back and forth at the end of the show. Not between me and him. Some of the topics he was bringing up, though, got me a little heated, especially on some of the doctors.
He likes to do that.
He stoked me up last night. Mm-hmm. He started showing some of the interviews with Dr. Offit, that piece of garbage doctor that comes in there and says, we understand we have health problems in the United States with young children. We understand there's things going on, but there's absolutely no correlation whatsoever between vaccines and any side effects or problems whatsoever. Vaccines are not anything we need to look at.
Man's just misinformed.
He's a disinformation agent. He sits there. I went in over the details. So you guys watch the show. I'm not going to do the show again. It's going to be all stoked up too early.
You know, years ago, I talked about aspartame.
Yeah.
And I've got a great segue here. And I talked about aspartame and how bad it was and how it was leading to brain tumors, brain cancer, seizures, headaches, optic nerve degradation, and the list goes on and on. And it was funny because I have so many people still contact me years later, and they tell me that I am the reason they stopped drinking diet sodas because they heard me either talking on at a seminar or on a radio or on a TV show and all the rest of it. And I kept saying, well, I was just trying to tell people the truth about what was going on as far as aspartame. And they said, we'll listen, we won't listen, whatever. And I remember aspartame, I think it was, I'm not sure it was Monsanto or GD Searle, I'm not sure who owned it back then. It's been many years ago. They hired a hit guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he came after me. I don't think I ever told you this.
Yeah.
And he decided he wanted to debate me.
Yeah.
You know, in open forum.
That hit guy, he's talking about somebody trying to do like a hatchet job from a news interview, not somebody actually trying to go out and kill you from a hit job, correct?
I stand corrected. Austin is right.
That's why I just want to clarify that.
That's true, because
we
get some weird stuff in the office.
We do keep a lot of stuff around here.
And we keep guns everywhere. And, back to...
Anyways.
Before I was so perfectly interrupted. So this guy... And I was doing these major shows. There was a guy named John J. and Rich, and he was at Cincinnati. And we were doing a show one day with him, and we were talking about Olestra.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we were talking about everything back then. This was back in the 80s or 90s. I can't remember anymore. And it caused – and that product's off the market now, but it was from Procter & Gamble, and it caused rectal seepage.
That
just sounds awful.
Horrible.
And I remember I'm up there with John Jay, and we could see the headquarters of Procter & Gamble up there in Cincinnati from the rooftop we were on.
Yeah.
And we're doing the show, and I told him, I said, well, one of the side effects of this product is rectal seepage.
Rectal seepage.
Now, I'll never forget, John Jay looks at the microphone, looks at me, and goes, live from Cincinnati, it's rectal seepage brought to you by Procter & Gamble.
He did that on the mic.
I've always wanted to do that. That's terrible. And, oh my gosh. And now our audience has to stop laughing right now. Hey, we got to stop laughing for a second, okay? So then I followed John Jay to Houston, and we did shows there with him. And then we followed him to Tucson. Then we followed him to Phoenix. And then the last time we were on in Phoenix, we were all like 2.5 hours with him.
Yeah.
And somebody got mad.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody got mad. And that was the last time I was ever on with John Jay. But I was being completely followed around the country by this guy who wanted to do a hatchet job on me for aspartame. Not a hatchet job, not like trying to kill me, but just to discredit me. And I just ignored him. And because I thought to myself, I'm not going to do this because they're going to bring some guy in that's going to come in and say all kinds of stuff against what I believe. And he's going to attack me personally. That's what they always do. If they can't hit you with the facts, they got to attack you personally. Well, I never did the interview with him because I had no interest in it. And so now I find, here's another article right now from Daily Mail, artificial sweetener found in Diet Coke and chewing gum could trigger heart attacks. Whoa. Just a few cans of diet soda a day containing aspartame could increase your risk of suffering a potentially fatal heart attack or a stroke, a new study out of Sweden suggests. Scientists found that aspartame, and I imagine the guy who's supposed to debate me is probably dead by now, but yet here I still am, a commonly used artificial sweetener added to diet, Coke, candy, and ketchup, contributed to a worrying buildup of fat in the arteries. Wow, I never heard this one before. The collection of fat deposits causes atherosclerosis, leaves the arteries narrowing, restricting blood flow to and from the heart, damaging the organ over time. Parts of the fatty plaque can break off, triggering dangerous boxes of blood vessels, risking heart attack and stroke. So aspartame, you can go ahead and chomp on it some more. Everybody's starting to figure out how bad you are, and I talked and called you out almost 40 years ago. Just thought I'd mention that. And your hatchet man, yeah, he's long gone now. I'm still here talking about you guys and what you do and the trash that you guys put out. And another article just came out, and it said that erectile dysfunction. I can't believe I used that word on the show today, too.
It's one You're just full of different phrases this morning, aren't you?
ED, now that you know what that means, that's an indicator of how long you're going to live.
Cardiovascular circulation.
Yep. That's exactly right. And, yeah, cardiovascular plaquing. And it says basically if you have ED and you've got these problems, especially in your 30s or 40s or 50s, it's primarily because of the narrowing of the arteries of your reproductive organs because of bad food that you're eating and junk that you're eating and calcium carbonate. I want to throw that in there.
Yes.
And they said that it's going to indicate how quickly you're going to have a stroke and die. And have a heart attack or die. I'll post the article. It's basically a little bit graphic. I won't let your kids read this one. It says, biohacker reveals embarrassing sexual clue that predicts how long you will live. And so I'm going to go ahead and post that.
The only other caveat would that be that if somebody's a little bit older and they do have good circulatory health, if they have really low testosterone levels in men, then that can also play a factor in it. And with that, you need to make sure you jump on like the Tribulus and Tongad Alley or the Testo Plus. Testosterone in a healthy range.
No, you do. And
the HGH stimulant.
Last time I had my testosterone, my testosterone usually stays between 800 and 1,000.
Yep.
But I take my supplements every day.
Oh, yeah.
And I've learned something. You know, testosterone really affects muscle more than a whole lot of other things.
Oh, yeah.
You maintain a lot of lean
muscle.
And
bone density, too.
And bone density and libido and all that. And then the HGH stimulate, I'm telling you guys, you need to be taking at least a scoop of that every day. I try to take a scoop a day. I don't take any more than that. And I've told you guys why before, but a scoop a day is good. And because that nitric oxide really helps open up blood vessels and get blood flow. Really, really important. That's why a lot of people have written me and told me that the HGH stimulate is like taking Viagra. But be careful how much you take. You don't need that much. A scoop a day is plenty. But it's one of those things that people need to realize that, you know, you've got to maintain your cardiovascular system. I know years ago when I was 50, I went in and I started having chelation therapy done.
Austin. I remember that, yep. EDTA.
EDTA, and I had about 100 treatments. And people say, well, why would you do that? I didn't need it. Why would you do that? Preventative. I wanted to make sure that I cleaned out. And I mean, I'm talking intravenous now, intravenous chelation. And I had those done for years and years and years. And then finally, the guy who basically was doing them for me, as far as the medical doctor, he passed away. Somebody else bought his practice, and that woman, I wouldn't go to her for a doggone ant bite.
Yeah, we do have the chelation, the oral chelation, mm-hmm. as far as that we put together years ago.
Oral chelation works great, but it's not as good as intravenous. I don't want to mislead you, but it's a lot less money, too.
This one, though, the chelation has the EDTA in it, and it has the Shilajit extract in it with N-acetylcysteine alpha-lipoic acid.
That's a great product, by the way.
It's a really good product, not just for getting plaque out of the arteries. It does a great job.
We're not making any claims on that, by the way.
No, it also is good for detoxifying the body because, of course, it's got two of my favorites, NAC and alpha-lipoic acid. NAC is one of the best detoxifying compounds in the world, and alpha-lipoic acid is a massive, massive antioxidant formula that helps the absorption of all other nutrients, primarily vitamin E and B complex.
Well, you know, the reality is that, you know, if you're going to go out and get hammered, which, by the way, don't do that, if you're going to go out and just drink a little bit, make sure you have a designated driver, you really need to help the liver the next day.
Yeah.
You really
the N-acetylcysteine and liver support. I put that kit together for everybody for that exact reason.
You know, people are always asking me, you know, why are you opposed to alcohol so much?
Yeah.
All right, let's have a little chit chat with Ted real quick. Give me this camera. Thanks, Rich. my mom went through Germany in World War II, and she had severe PTSD, and she used alcohol to medicate herself. You say, you never told us that before. Well, I'm just telling you that now. And so it was rough because a lot of times she'd get drunk. And it was rough being raised with a mom who, when she got drunk, got really, really mean. And so I have this, I guess, natural aversion to alcohol. I guess I went through aversion therapy with it. And I've seen so many negative things from it. And I've said to you this before. I'll say it to you again. I've never heard anybody say, my life was a wreck. And then I started drinking and everything got better. You don't see it that way. My life was great. I had a great job. I had a great family. I had great kids. I had a great wife. Man, I was doing great. And then I started drinking and everything fell apart. Alcohol is one of those things. If you're going to do it in very tiny amounts and do it in moderation and don't do it every day because it's extremely addictive.
And detoxify the liver.
And about 10% of the population is genetically predisposed to become alcoholics if they start drinking. So it's just not worth it. And my brother, he's got a problem with alcohol. I mean, I just stay away from it. I may have a Bailey's or a glass of beer or something every once in a while, but it's just something that, you know, when I go on a date, if my date orders alcohol, you think this is really kind of personal. Well, I'm just going to be honest with you. I tell them that's on your bill if you want that. I'm not paying for it. I don't buy alcohol. You think, well, that's mean. Wait a minute. Who's paying for it? Don't I have a right to decide if I want to buy somebody a neurotoxin? Whoa, yeah, I got that right. I can do what I want to do with it. It's my money. And I just tell you, it's the truth, Austin.
No, you're right, though. But the thing about it that's gotten so funny, so twisted to society now, is it's like automatically if you're out somewhere, you have to pay for everything because it's your responsibility to give everybody else money when it comes to male and female interaction. And it's kind of funny to me.
No, do it anyway.
That's just the way the societal stuff is. And it's like, okay, how about I don't want to buy that?
Well, I remember a girl one time you ordered this $20 drink. A woman I went out with about a year and a half ago, and I looked at her and I said, "That's on you." And I told her before I went. Okay, when I tell you these personal stories, it's not because I want you to send me hate mail. Okay, I don't want that. I'm just letting you know how adamant I am about certain things. I don't like buying $20 drinks. My attorney told me one day, he goes, I went out with this girl. She ordered three $20 drinks within 30 minutes. Within 30 minutes, I had a $60 bill. John told me this.
Yeah.
And he goes, and then she gets up and walks out, leaving him with a $60 bill plus tip.
Oh, no, that's a thing, though, now sometimes with some of these dates that I've heard of, where these guys will go out and girls will go out on a date just to go drink. And that's like their pregame. And then they leave afterwards.
Well,
they
no, go out somewhere and else. I've had them order two and three entrees to take home.
Yeah.
And no, you think, oh, you're kidding me. You know, here's the thing. This dating world is like stepping around septic tanks.
Don't fall in one.
Don't fall in one. And I remember this girl was at this thing. She has this huge meal. She goes, well, I'm going to order some more food. I'm like, you can if you'd like.
I'm taking all the go.
And that's what she said. And I said, you can do that. I don't mind. I said, but it's not on my invoice. This is on you. And, of course, that was a one and done. Almost all my dates, like 90% of the people I go out with, they're like a one date. Actually, I wouldn't call them a date. I'd call them an interview. You go there, you interview them, you go, I got to go. You get up and leave or walk out or whatever. And then the end of it, you never see them again. And you think, well, that's not really that bad. It really is that bad.
The best way, they do all that. They order the food. They go, well, I don't have the money to pay for all that. That's not a me problem.
No, I had this one girl go in and she ordered a $20 drink.
Yeah.
And I said, that's on you. And she goes, I don't have a credit card with me, and I have no cash. So suddenly that becomes my problem. Happened to me, Austin. And I'm like, I don't buy alcohol. She goes, you are tonight. And I'm like, so I could have done this. I could have gotten up and walked out of the restaurant and stuck to the car and took off.
Yeah.
I left her there. But that's kind of a low rent.
Yeah, that's pretty trashy at that point. Yeah, not that you're required to buy it.
But it was a one and done date.
Yeah, that's what I say. And callback.
Okay, I'm done with that.
If that occurs, make sure you're taking the Detox Made Simple formula.
Gosh, we started off with rectal seepage, and now we're on dates.
Awful. Forget. We had erectile dysfunction in between.
We can't forget. By the way, this is another one. Yale scientists link COVID vaccines to alarming new syndrome causing distinct biological changes to the body. Whoa. Yeah. And this big odd thing, it says, have you been injured by COVID vaccine? We want to hear your story, Daily Mail.
Oh, boy.
Experts at Yale University discovered an alarming syndrome linked to the mRNA vaccines. The previously unknown condition of post-vaccine syndrome appears to cause brain fog, dizziness, tinnitus, and exercise intolerance.
Yep.
I had a friend of mine. She came down with tinnitus, and it got so bad that she ended up with Meniere's disease. It got so bad she had to be hospitalized with over $100,000 in medical bills. And she was having projectile vomiting. She was sick all the time, and she couldn't maintain her posture because she got so dizzy from it after the vaccine. And I told you guys about that about a year and a half ago, but I've seen all of this stuff. The condition also appears to reawaken a dormant virus in the body called Epstein-Barr, which can cause flu-like symptoms, swollen lymph nodes, and nerve issues. The full results of the study have not yet been published, and the Yale experts emphasize results are still a work in progress. Yet the findings from a well-respected institution such as Yale suggest more research on post-vaccination syndrome. I am telling you, people that have gotten these COVID shots, every single one of them that I have spoken to, except for one who's an idiot. Sorry, she was. She was like 85 years old. I don't think she could think anymore. She was still happy to get all the vaccines. But every single other person I've ever talked to about it say, we regret having done this. We regret, 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 regret.
Well, the thing that's crazy about it, and I went into detail in this story from last night with Doug.
Here we go. This guy's pay attention
Trump
to this one.
Health officials, along with basically RFK Jr. and also Dr. J. Balcara, who's the new nomination to lead the National Institutes of Health, has now backed a petition calling for the RNA COVID vaccines to be completely paused and stopped. The health officials said they recommend a full stop of all COVID vaccines for all age groups in the United States now. This would effectively ban the vaccines, and widespread suggestion is saying they're having expansive side effects, causing a massive spike in excess deaths that's being tied directly to the vaccine. This is crazy. COVID, Daily Mail's covering this. Everybody's covering this now. Trump team makes radical U-turn on COVID vaccine. They said the infectious disease expert who's going to be heading the NIH has signed on to the Hope Accord, which claims there's a causal link between the RNA shots and an alarming rise in excessive deaths. RFK previously petitioned FDA to revoke all emergency authorization of the shots 6 months after they rolled out. You remember we talked about this in 2021. RFK went in and said, these have to be stopped. The amount of side effects that are getting brought up on the VAERS report system is insane. It's growing exponentially every single month. You want to say here, the British cardiologist, also another British cardiologist, Asim Matora, has been considered for health advisory role in Kennedy's team, has also called for all COVID shots to be suspended immediately.
About time.
They said, we're taking a position to the odds with the scientists. It's showing very clearly there's a problem with these shots, and it needs to be addressed, and more research needs to be done. Now, here's the big thing about this. This is the big part about this, if this is done, right? If they pause this and they revoke the emergency use authorization from these, it is going to pause all RNA shots in the pipeline. Because it's literally at this point, this stuff has not been tested on human beings at any length of time except with the DARPA test studies that they did, and they paused it. You remember the FDA, I think it was 2016, 2017, the FDA said, we will not allow human trials to proceed with RNA gene therapy technology. I'll pull the article up. They said it's too toxic and we don't know the long-term side effects from it. Suddenly COVID happens, boom, emergency use authorization. The only viable vaccine is available for COVID. It's RNA shot. If this happens, it's going to open up a whole box to start scrutinizing RNA shots, which could also be possible to stop some of the stuff with RNA gene therapy in animals, what they're trying to do right now.
All right. We're going back to the bean counter.
The bean counter.
I need my green hat.
You need a bigger nut. No.
I do not. I will say that very clearly. But here I am with a bean counter. Here I am. Okay. Here we are. Oh my gosh. If I take an egg and I make it inelastic demand curve, I can make an extra 2 cents of egg. Oh, my gosh. Now, if I short them and get rid of supply, I can make an extra $8 a dozen. Okay? You know, here's the thing. The love of money is the root of all
evil.
That's
a fact.
That's what Jesus said. And these guys, with their buddy Lucifer, they don't care about anybody. All they care about is greed and avarice.
And control.
And control.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Everybody's got to make a profit if you're in business. I got it. But you don't kill 50 million chickens to do that. Short chickens and markets and everything. You don't do stuff like that, except unless you're these guys.
Well, then they're doing it.
Okay? And so you got to understand who they are and what they're doing. And if they can get more money from the COVID shots, here we go, back to the segue Austin just talked about. If they can make a $3 or $4 or $5 or $10 or $20 or $50 or $100 per shot, they're not talking about millions of dollars. They're talking about hundreds of billions if not trillions of dollars over the aggregate.
Long term.
And so now we're saying, hey, we're going to put a pause on this because this is some bad stuff. And so you got to realize maybe at this point they realize they're killing too many people, Austin. Maybe it's worse than they thought it was going to be. You know, don't forget the Diggler report from 2025. How many people are supposed to die? Well, I don't think it's accurate.
But the issue is now too. I think what's starting to happen is there's so much exposure coming up now about these shots. The RNA gene therapy shot that's causing all these problems is now having a backfiring effect on the entire vaccine industry. Because everybody's coming in now and saying, whoa, you said these shots have been safe and effective. I got eight friends of mine that have been hospitalized or having health problems, that have tinnitus, that are having cardiovascular problems, and they were healthy as an ox.
And cancer.
They were healthy. They were really in the gym. They were doing great, and they got this shot, and now they've been sick as a dog since. Maybe the shot's causing problem. Maybe all the shots can cause problem. Maybe I don't need to give my kids an MMR shot. Maybe I need to hold off on all vaccines with these kids.
That's exactly what's happening.
That's what's happening now.
To people who've got a brain cell to rub together. Now, there's still people out there. They want their little boy and little girl to transition to another sex.
Those people aren't people, though, God, quite frankly.
What are they, Austin? They're not humans.
I don't know. A sludge. You can't sit there. There's no possible way somebody with any even remote intelligence can sit there and go, my 1.5-year-old told me that she wants to transition to a boy at 1.5, and I'm going to help her do it.
It's sick. Something's wrong with that.
You can't even be a normal, rational human being and actually think that's normal.
So we got the parents got an issue.
Right.
But what about these doctors that are willing to do this to these young babies and children and kids?
Didn't you just say greed and the love of money is the root of all evil? Didn't we remember talking about Blue Cross, Blue Shield, with the multiple bonuses they can get every year as long as they keep their children at X amount vaccinated, 90, 95%, 98%?
Let me tell you something, MDs and pediatricians and you guys that are doing this. The Bible kind of says this way. You touch one of these little ones.
Yeah.
Best for you to have a millstone tied around your neck and cast into the deepest portions of the sea. Millstone weighs several tons. It's a chain of millstones to you and drop you off the end
of
the pit.
Gosh, you'd go fast. The thing about
your lungs would explode.
With the pressure, I was about to say with the pressure, the cranium pressure too. Because I'm a certified scuba diver, so is Dad. I've thought about that reference before because I've also gone free diving. But you got to go down in levels. You can't just go down as far as, you know, and out of 100 feet a second and not –
You're
pressurized.
Your skull's in a collapse. The crane, so you guys deserve that. I mean, and you remember, we cover this at Angel Wars. We talk about the avarice and the greed of Lucifer in the pre-Adamic race and why he fell. And it was primarily because of greed. That's why Jesus said the love of money is the root cause of all evil. Remember that. And, you know, we mentioned earlier, everybody's got to make a profit if you want to be a business. If you guys weren't supporting us by buying the world's greatest vitamins, you know, we couldn't be here. What would be the point? We couldn't monetize. That's why so many people start podcasts. They don't have anything to monetize the podcast with. And after 4 or 5 months or a year,
you go bankrupt. You run out of cash.
They spend all their savings. So thank you for supporting us. I mean, bringing you shows where you have to talk about weird things like today. And now, by the way, Trump makes a bombshell decision on Doge dividend. And he's talking about giving everybody around $5,000.
I saw that. I talked about it last night with Doug. It's definitely something they're looking at doing with the amount of cutting that they're doing with all these insane.
Very, very smart, because what it's going to do is get the people that are angry about the Doge to get them to calm down. Right. Because a lot of people are really mad about this.
Oh, I know.
You know, because they're saying the Constitution is being shredded.
Well, I did, and we brought this up yesterday on this show, and me and Doug had a discussion about it, and I said, here's the biggest issue starting to run into now, and I get it from the left side, because I look at both sides of this. A lot of the left is saying, well, you've got this agency now that basically has been formed out of nothing, immediately put into place, talking about other agencies that are spending all this money, and they are completely wasteful fraud. I mean, there's no question about the level of fraud, but they're getting access to everything about every person. So you've got a group of individuals in Doge now that are getting Social Security numbers, they're getting banking numbers, they're getting routing numbers, they're getting accounts, balances, they're getting almost every aspect of every person that the government controls.
Remember, it's these guys.
Yeah, that's
those guys are doing.
They're getting access to this. And at the same time, you've got Elon Musk, who's heavily pushing AI, who's heavily pushing Neuralink, who's heavily pushing this Internet of Things. So you've got to look at both sides of it and say, is there a more nefarious plot that these guys may be getting access to this information?
Terry sent me a quote last night from Twitter.
Yeah.
And she's an attorney, brilliant woman. I've known her for, gosh, almost 40 years. And here's what the quote said. Now, everybody listen to me on this one for a second. Anyone else feel like they're watching their fellow humans fall into a trance and walk themselves off a cliff at the direction of a very nuanced, intricate propaganda machine telling them the golden age under Trump has arrived because the technocrats and the oligarchs are now going to set everyone free?
Yeah. That's, wow. Wow.
Okay.
Let that one process for a minute.
I'm going to do that again. Anyone else feel like they're watching their fellow humans fall into a trance and walk themselves off a cliff at the direction of a very nuanced, intricate propaganda machine brought to you by Donald Trump and the international banking cabal, telling them that the golden age has arrived under Trump now because the technocrats and the oligarchs are going to set you free? You really think they're going to turn you loose? They have enslaved the entire human race. We are a petri dish lab experiment to them. They have indebted us. They've enslaved us. They've injected us with mRNA vaccines. They've brought us a Federal Reserve Bank that is coming in and destroying the very fabric of our society. And now we're just going to let them, they're going to let everybody go free. Well, they're bringing in a new world order is what they're doing. I'm letting you guys know that right now.
And that's what Doug and I talked about yesterday. So I'll take a win when there's a win.
There's some good wins coming up.
The amount of money that's going out.
The last 4 years.
The exposure of the DEI and just what they've been involved with and this stuff coming to light now and how these guys were pumping all this money to push this training agenda and all this stuff getting to light and people are knowing about it. There's some serious wins we're taking. But also, too, when you're starting to look at this, like I said, we're just going to go in and basically cut all these funds, and all of a sudden all these funds are just going to be available to make everything more prosperous and everybody more free. I don't know. Very strange stuff, but that's an interesting quote on there.
Well, no, and Terry said that to me last night, and I thought to myself, that's interesting, because, I mean, I want to read that to you guys today. And because here's the thing. Somebody walks up to you, and they say, I'm going to give you $1 million, no strings attached. I'm going to let you know something. There's strings attached. Yeah. The strings attached. And, because then you're going to get the caveat, but you're going to get the buts. But you're going to have to do this. Well, I think there's no string. Well, it's not really a string. Just sign here in blood.
Yeah.
In blood. Bless. You know, it's so funny. I was watching that Neil Diamond thing the other night.
Yeah.
This is interesting. And he gets involved with the mob. It was a play called, what was it called? The Beautiful Musical, whatever. And he actually says he got involved with the mob for one of his record contracts. And the guy starts laughing and goes, normally we make you sign this contract in blood. And I thought, that's nice.
That's ominous.
Yeah. And he says, but we're going to let you use an ink pen. And so Neil Diamond says, well, this, I want the right to print, have any song that I want to have put on an album or an LP or, you know, whatever record, no matter what, I get to pick them. No problem. That's it. Didn't put it in writing. So he has a song he brings out. He goes, we're not going to put that out. No way. He goes, well, I want out of my contract. Guy pulls a gun on him on the stage. Says, you ain't going nowhere, bud. This is interesting. It's an interesting musical.
That's what I told you the other day. I know people in the music industry, and that's one of the most corrupt industries in the entire world.
That's the publishing industry.
Yeah, what they do to everybody. Now, this is an interesting story talking about people getting kind of ripped off. And I'm not going to give you any type of legal advice. I always suggest you talk to an attorney about this. But I found this story very interesting here. Besides Detroit freezing with the main pipeline, Delta Airlines is offering $30,000.
Oh, awesome. I'm so excited.
$30,000. So I'm landing in my Delta flight.
I'm going to give you a Honda Civic.
I'm in my Delta plane. I'm flying in. I'm with my other fellow passengers. And I land and the landing gear blows out. And the plane flips upside down and catches on fire. Mercy EMTs have to come out and extract everybody, dropping you on your head when the seatbelt comes unbuckled. Delta, we're so sorry for the inconveniences happened. Please, please accept our $30,000 check and sign here that you can never sue us. You can never talk about this. You're actually not allowed to speak about this. You're a gag order on top of everything else. And here's your $30,000. Shut up and go away.
This is so.
How about we get a class action lawsuit?
That's what they're doing.
That's exactly what's going
to
happen.
And, you know, and Delta was stupid. I mean,
this was a stupid number to
throw out there. What they should have done is just kept their mouth shut.
Yeah.
Okay. And
the problem is they came out with a settlement entirely too early. They should have let this thing simmer down.
Hadn't been a week.
Hadn't been a week. You know, there's that one movie, that one show that I watched, part of the interesting show about the oil industry. It's called Landman. And they have an issue where they've got three of these guys, these pipeliners that are running these oil rigs. They end up dying because of a faulty line that actually the company should have replaced. And they go, after they've basically died, they go to the families. They say, we're going to give you $100,000 each to compensate you for what's happened to your family. And one of the guys that knows him, he goes, he's dating this girl. He goes, don't accept that. He goes, that's their first settlement. And sure enough, they go back to the attorney later on. The attorney goes, well, listen, we're already ready to give you guys $500,000. We would give you up to $500,000. We just want to basically see what we can get away with. And they're talking about a private meeting.
Here we go.
Yeah. They look at it and said, okay, we can offer $100,000 each. We'll give $300,000. We can mitigate the damage. We'll reduce it down, and we'll try that and see what happens. That's what they're doing with this. They're trying to settle for $30,000 a passenger, and this was a horrible play.
Well,
now, if you look at the comments, there's attorneys that are getting in comments now saying, please contact us immediately at our phone number, or we'll contact you if you need us to.
Well, I mean, this from a PTSD standpoint. I mean, are you ever going to get on an airplane and fly again?
Oh, gosh. You got to think about it. I mean, dude, they crash and flipped upside down in a matter of seconds. The plane caught on fire.
You know, I mean, I had a couple of bouncy landings before, and it's and I remember I bounced the landing one time I was in training, and I had a pilot with me. His name's Jeff. He's a cardiologist, good friend of mine, great guy, and he basically is like a jet pilot, and he says, okay, you've got to fly right now again, because if you don't, you'll never fly again.
Yeah,
we said. So we took off again, unbeknownst to the fact that we had put a ball spot on the tire
in
my little bounce. So now on the second landing I have a blowout.
It's funny now because he's alive. At the time, it wasn't funny when he called me.
Flying is dangerous as crap. I'm telling you that. And so then I have a blowout. So now the plane spins around on the runway as I stop. I looked at Jeff and I said, well, I flew again. Much better landing. His tire had a flat spot on it. And then we had to have the plane towed off the runway. That kind of stuff happens when you fly. But this kind of stuff, flipping a plane upside down, if you look at the runway here, you can barely see the runway because of the snow and ice.
Yeah, bad.
I mean, did he slide off the runway when he hit?
It looked like one of the gears collapsed. I've watched some of
it. It looked like
the back right gear collapsed.
It looked like he hit that hard.
Yeah.
And what could have happened now, listen to me, we told about this the other day, when the plane's coming in for a landing and it's maintaining a certain speed, because it was had 75-mile-an-hour gusts.
And those gusts stopped for a second.
And that gust stopped for a second, the plane just drops. And so he's supposed to compensate that with have regular landing speed, so it doesn't do that. But it's really hard to do that when you're gusting. Gusting is unbelievably dangerous when you fly. It's worse than crosswinds. And if you have crosswind gusts, look for another airport. Just find an airport where you're going to have the gust right down the runway, not doing crosswinds.
I just want to bring that up, though, because in a lot of times situations like this that are this severe that are going to cause this. I mean, there were kids. Good luck getting your 8-year-old to get back on a plane ever again the rest of his life.
Good luck getting me to get on a plane if this happens again. I'm a pilot, but I'm not flying anymore. I'm done. I'm taking a car.
I'm taking the train.
I'm taking a boat to Europe. Forget this.
Yeah,
and, you know, but this must, and the thing about it was it happened so stinking fast.
Oh, I'm sure.
And that's the way it always happens on airplanes is stinking fast.
Like race cars and motocross.
And the takeoffs aren't too big of a deal. Flying's not that big of a deal. The landings are always the big deal, and they're mandatory. Just thought I'd mention that.
Also, too, this is interesting, switching back gears to some health stuff that I saw earlier. They're talking about how now this is one of the worst flu seasons in a decade.
It's
and
bad.
Why everybody needs to go get their flu shot again. And everybody needs to get their H5N1 shot and their RSV shot. Exactly what I was just talking about, how they're using these things in order to push more vaccines, but then you can't talk about any of the side effects from the vaccine.
Well, because they're not liable for them. Once they get rid of that thing that's reduced to stops the liability of these vaccine manufacturers, then they have to be
1986
under Reagan. Once they stop that and make the guys legally liable for their product, suddenly you're going to see a big change in the vaccine industry when everybody starts getting sued.
I will be shocked if they get that repealed. I know RFK Jr. wants to get rid of that, but I don't. I mean,
that's the one that needs. Once you get that away, then we'll have clean vaccines.
Well, they would change it because at that point in time, like I told you before, it'd be a concept were, say, you know, I mean, I'm not saying they would do this, but just like Ford Motor Company. And all of a sudden, a bill gets passed, and every automaker can't be liable or sued for anything that goes wrong with their vehicles. And suddenly, you start having Fords where the front end comes out of their truck, and you flip and die going down the interstate.
But they're not liable.
But then they come in and say, we can't be liable for this. You've got to sue the government. This isn't our problem that the axle's falling out of the truck when you're driving down the interstate.
Exploding Pintos, we saw
that. Yeah, not our fault. You can't sue us. We have nothing to do with it because, well, it's not our problem. That's a you problem. Talk to the government about it. Literally, we did with the vaccines.
The Pintos were so bad. The fuel tank was right by the turn signal in the back. Okay, and what would happen is if you got hit from the rear end, the turn signal would arc into the fuel tank and explode.
That's a horrible oversight.
And people were dying. And Ford goes, "It's not our fault." And pretty, but they got their butt sued for that one.
The same thing happened with the Firestone tires.
Oh yeah, oh,
the Firestone like blowing out.
I've had those things. I had a 721 Firestone one time on my Monte Carlo. I'm running 80 miles an hour going back to Tallahassee. Doggone left rear tire separates on me. Yeah. Brand new. I couldn't even believe it.
Imagine if we put together the tire manufacturer safety bill, and all of a sudden you couldn't sue anybody for faulty tires.
Oh, here's an interesting thing that happened. Musk is now saying that Zelensky had a journalist killed.
I think a lot of people have been killed over there with that whole situation.
You know, and the journalist is basically on Twitter here, on X, talking about how they're going to kill him or they're going to put him back in the prison again because he turned against Zelensky and talked about how he was a cokehead. I'm okay. I hope Austin's okay. The picture we showed yesterday about Zelensky, he was way past coke.
I was about to say, I think coke's the least of Zelensky's problems.
Well, they ended up killing him.
Did they?
Yeah. And, you know, and the crazy part, he was telling everybody that it was going to be a bad thing as far as just him getting killed. I mean, he's pleading. He said, please, you know, he tried to cross the border on a bicycle to get out of Ukraine, just to get out.
Jeez.
Because he knew that his time
that whole country is unbelievably corrupt.
Well, I mean, but you know, Zelensky's so funny now. He's completely saying we're not going to accept the deal, and I'm like,
you're going to accept whatever we give you, and you're going to like it, or you can go back to dancing on a piano. How about those? How about those? You know,
dancing on a piano naked, with his appendage.
Yeah. How about that deal?
Visual.
How about that deal? Have fun with that deal.
No, it's ridiculous.
No, stupid. The guy's a clown. He's literally a court jester. That's all he's been.
Now what's happened to him? Now he's got himself emboldened.
That's exactly right.
Because I'm the president of Ukraine. Okay, you're the president of Ukraine. Let me tell you, let me tell you who got you as president of Ukraine.
The bean counters.
Yeah, those are the guys. Those are the 17 Kabbalists, Luciferian, synagogue of Satan people that put you where you are. And boy, you need to keep your mouth shut. These boys and girls don't play.
There might be an accidental hellfire missile gets launched from an undisclosed location into the his residence.
You know what? You know, are you going to start doing gay weddings? Yes, it's a cottage industry for me. Well, do you think we'll ever have a gay president? Oh, we already have a gay president with Obama. Everybody knows he's gay, and everybody knows that Michelle's a tranny. Tranny? Yes, Michelle's a transgender. Everybody knows. Dead a few weeks later. Joan Rivers, watch the video on YouTube. You come off script and you're a court jester.
Yeah.
The other day I was watching that one movie again with Hugh Jackman, you know, what's it called, with that Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey thing.
Yeah.
Okay? Forgot the name of the movie. And he's sitting there and the guy's running around. Hugh Jackman's an incredible actor. I got to watch him in New York, you know, do the play The Music Man. That was phenomenal. He's a phenomenal actor. And he's singing and dancing in the middle of the play, and he's run off, and all of a sudden he takes the hat off, and he gives it to the other guy and says, your turn. And I thought that was kind of interesting because that symbolizes so many cases of the people who they put in the court jester ring, but they're being controlled.
Yeah.
They're the ones that are being controlled by the surrounding Kabbalist, Luciferian, synagogue of Satan that are sitting there.
As long as you keep doing, as long as the court jesters keep gesturing and do what they want. I forgot what it was, the name of the movie. It was one of those medieval movies, and there was what it seemed like that happened. There was court jester at this big dinner, and he's in the middle. He's doing all this stupid stuff. He's like a clown, and he says something, basically insults the king.
They killed him.
You remember that? Yeah. All of a sudden, he looks like, oh, crap. All of a sudden, the guys walk in, you need to come with us now. Your gesture nights are over. I'll see gone.
Go ahead, gone.
Yeah. And so that is what these guys are in these positions. They're there to be a court jester. They start talking too much.
No, don't you remember John the Baptist? Let's go back to the Bible real quick. John the Baptist is really pretty ticked off at Herod because of what he's doing.
Yeah.
Okay. And he starts talking about Herod.
Yeah.
And Herod gets pretty upset. But Herod don't want to do anything to him because basically Herod, you know, knows he's a prophet. So Herod's a little scared of him. You don't want to be killing prophets. Suddenly, I think it was his daughter, his wife's daughter, or whatever, says, she danced
I'll grant
for him.
You anything.
She danced for him. She's like, okay, well, I'll give you anything up to half my kingdom. She goes, I want the head of John the Baptist on a platter.
Yeah.
He's like, oh.
That's what you had to do? That's what you had to pick?
And sure enough, here comes the head. And, you know, and I, so you think about it for a second. When you're out there and you're the court jester and you're doing this, folks that are involved in this stuff, doing these weird things, you better play the jester part the best you possibly can. Because if you decide to be something that you're not, like Zelensky's trying right now, there's a real high probability that the Hellfire missile is going to light up your backyard with you in it. Just thought I'd mention that to you. So I just find it fascinating that, you know, that we're getting, and like you said at the beginning of the show, to get back, it's a little bit dark right now. Let's lighten it up some, that we are getting wins right now, left and right.
Yeah.
And the conspiracy theorists seem to have corrected been right the whole time. And let's take these wins and be happy with them.
Yeah.
Okay. And but the reason I read you that quote from Terry was this: watch what they're doing behind the scenes. Yeah. Watch what's going on now with these massive computer systems they're building. All the different things they're doing to control digital currency. And watch what they're doing now as far as bringing in these cryptocurrencies. Be very, very careful what you're involved in, because they're going to give us wins, give us wins, give us wins. Why? Because they have to sedate the masses.
Yeah.
Because the masses, that'd be me and Austin and you guys, we're the masses. I like being part of your mass team. We're waking up. I mean, we're awake. This show is as awake as it gets. I'm not talking about being woke. I'm talking about being awake and understanding who and what runs this. That's why I did Angel Wars. Once we understand the off-world influence that's happening here, we understand why we have to maintain a relationship with Christ Jesus. He's the author and he's the finisher and he's the perfecter of our faith. It's through him that we have safety and we have faith and we have everything else through Christ. Without him, we don't have a snowball's chance in Florida on black asphalt in August at 120 degrees.
No.
It ain't gonna happen. You ain't getting saved. You're not coming out of here alive. But now, because of him, we have no death. O death, where is thy victory? Where is thy sting? He's overcome both death, hell, and the grave, and so have we. We just leave here and go to the next place after we leave here, and we're saved. We get to spend eternity with God in heaven. So it's a big deal what Jesus did. I mean, without that, we have no salvation. That's what I was doing the show years ago with this girl. I'm not going to mention her name because I like her. She says, well, there's many paths to the Father, not just one. I said, no, you're wrong. She goes, no, no, no. And I said, no, you're wrong. What other God has come down on this planet and taken human form and died for you and resurrected himself from the dead? Go ahead and give me the list.
Real short list.
They started a whole new calendar because of it.
Yeah.
You find me that God. And I said, just let me know how we're supposed to be reconciled back to the Father without that. And she goes, well, it was funny, but I never got invited back on the show again
because
I
was
a bunch of New Agers. But she was good, though. She got a pretty big following.
Well, this is why this whole AI thing, I've told you guys, is a little spooky what they're getting access to.
There we go.
I talked on yesterday's show. Now, Doug's show last night, he played a video clip from last year. And this is crazy. You guys can go on and watch this. I don't have the link to it. He posted it last night. And it's this girl. She's got this biometric tattoo that's embedded in her skin. This is real technology she's talking about. And how it basically ties into and verifies everything she does. She can unlock her car with it. She can use a credit card with it. She can unlock her house with it. And then she talks about, she pulls out a pill. And it basically has this dissolvable battery and transmitter in it. And talks about how you can take the pill, the medication, and basically it can transmit that you're taking the medication. It ties into this whole Internet of Things. And your body turns into this giant transmitter. That's what they're doing with the wearables. Because understand, I explained it on Doug's show yesterday, what they've been trying to do and build these data. When you wear these little smartwatches, these little things that monitor all your heart rate and all these different things going on with your body all the time. If you got a cardiovascular problem trying to monitor, I get that. But I know some people that are extremely healthy, and they just wear these things because they want to look stupid. I guess that's the point of it.
Oh, awesome. That was cold.
No, it wasn't. They want to sit. Oh, I've got one guy come to me. He said, oh, Austin, I don't know what to do. Last night, my watch told me that my resting heart rate went from 60 beats per minute to 78 beats per minute in the middle of the night. at 2 a.m.
Story, I know the guy.
Yeah, it's pretty normal. If you're in, like, REM sleep, you're going to have vivid dreams sometimes. Sometimes you have nightmares. I've woken up before sweating with, you know, bad nightmares and flashbacks and stuff. And all of a sudden it's like, okay, that happens. Oh, no. I've got a cardiovascular problem. I've got to go and start getting tested. Sure enough, went in, stress test. What's the dye one where they shoot the dye in your veins? The
nuclear stress test or something.
Yes. They started doing all these tests on to try to find what was going on because his heart rate had a massive spike in the middle of the night. Guys, a lot of times these wearable devices will cause you more stress than good.
They put them on beta blockers.
Yeah.
And
actually found anything.
No, but here's the thing. I love this guy. He's a good friend.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to mention any names. I would never do that. But then he's still hammering wine and alcohol with beta
blockers.
That
strips magnesium out.
And the wine and alcohol absolutely strips magnesium out of the system. And then they got him on beta blockers. And I saw him, and his hands are shaking violently. Lips are all blue. And he's slurring his words real bad. All because his watch told him that he had a changed heart rate in the middle of the night.
Yeah. So that's where I'm getting at with it. Is sometimes,
and then they told him, now listen to me. Then they told him, well, we're going to have to bring you into the hospital and stop your heart.
Yeah.
And then we're going to see if we can start it again.
That's the joke.
No, I'm not making this up, okay? And I told him, I said, if you're going to do that, let me pray for you before you go in. And I highly suggest you don't let them kill you by stopping your heart. I have seen so many horror stories, Austin. I had a great aunt. She was great. She knew the family. You knew her well.
She's awesome.
Oh, my gosh. And she'd walk 4 or 5 miles a day. And she went to a doctor, and he goes, you've got a bad valve. And she's walking 4 or 5 miles a day. And she goes, he told me I've got to get my valve replaced.
Yep.
And she's like 80 years old, 84 years old, and she's about 50 pounds overweight.
Yeah.
My family lives to be 100. It's ridiculous how long we live.
It's like, dude, just hammer magnesium and CoQ10.
Do some chelation, whatever.
Call it a
take
day.
Some B vitamins. A lot of times that helps get the valves to straighten back up again. And I told her, you know, please don't do this. Sister, her daughter, who was a physical therapist, said, please don't do this.
Yeah.
And the doctor says, oh, you've got to do this now. And I told her, I said, don't do this. I said, you walk 4 to 5 miles a day.
Yeah.
And she says, and the day before the surgery.
I hammer the CoQ10 and B vitamins.
The day before the surgery, she goes on a 4 or 5 mile walk.
Yeah.
The day before surgery. And, you know, and 3 weeks later, I'm up in Iowa doing her eulogy.
Yep.
She died in surgery. There's no reason to die. If the risk associated with the procedure they want to do to you is more than the beneficial aspects of the procedure, why do that if you're 80 years old or 80 year old plus? There's a high probability you're not coming out of anesthesia,
yes,
which is exactly what happened.
That is right.
And so it's just not worth it. I had another guy. He ended up, he's in his early 60s, good friend of mine. I don't really tell stories like this, but he ended up calling me up and he says, I have prostate cancer. And I said, well, you need to do a bunch of research because most of the time prostate cancer grows so slow you die of something else than prostate cancer. Because he was overweight, probably 75 pounds overweight. And I said, chances are you're going to die of heart disease or whatever, diabetes, before you die of prostate cancer. Oh, no, the doctor told me it's a standard procedure. They're going to go in and do the surgery. They're going to dump a bunch of radioactive pellets in me. It's okay. I said, can I talk you out of it? No, I'm making my decision. Okay, fine. And 3 months later, I got a note from his wife that he had passed away.
Yeah.
And then the horror story was, girl comes in like 33 years old, and she had a melanoma on her neck. And she went to this naturopathic physician, and she worked with him, and the melanoma disappeared. And her name was Carol. And I remember she came to me and talked to me and says, this naturopathic physician says this, and I don't want to get involved in all of it. And I said, well, you can do what you want to do. It's your call. And she basically went on some cleansing programs, and the melanoma disappeared.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought, wow, this naturopathic physician you're working with has helped you. And she said, well, yeah, it's great. Her father was a medical doctor. So she went back into the doctor and said, No, we can't find it on the MRI. We can't find it on the CAT scan. We can't find it anywhere. It must have gone underground. It's hiding.
With exploratory surgery.
Yeah.
Yep.
And she came back to my office about 2 months later, and she had a scarf on, and they cut her from here to here. And she had a chalkboard with her, a little chalkboard. And she goes, they cut my vocal cords. I can't talk anymore.
Yeah. Sad.
And then they didn't find it, by the way.
No.
But then they started her on chemo with radiation.
Yeah.
Just
precautionary measure.
And she was dead 4 months later.
Yeah.
And, you know, the sad part about it is I've seen that over and over and over again. Now, I'm not telling you not to do medical procedures. I'm not telling you not to go to a medical doctor. Here's what I'm telling you repeatedly. Get two or three or four opinions before you start doing stuff that could kill you, period.
And beware of the medical and industrial complex. There's so many different things you can do out there. There was another article came up here on vitamin E and basically what a strong antioxidant
is. I love E.
What it does for the heart, what it does for the valves, what it does for the prostate, what it does for the immune system, what it does. It has so many health benefits, fighting free radicals. And they're even talking about here that people that basically smoke cigarettes actually benefited when taking high doses of vitamin E because it helped out with circulatory health and reducing the effects of the vasoconstriction from nicotine. There's so many, and I'm not recommending smoking, but I'm saying there's so many different things you can do naturally in certain supplements, like with vitamin E, that does great stuff for you. It's stuff like the multiple powder, the GHI cleanse. We sell this stuff because we use it and because we know it works.
We take it.
Be careful the medical industrial complex, because I promise you, you go in there looking for something or trying to find something, they will figure or find something eventually, even if they have to come up with something.
No, they do.
Yeah, but they'll find something.
Yeah, vitamin E does a great job as far as acting as a blood thinner. It's a great product.
Oh, it's a great blood thinner.
Vitamin E and zinc and HGH stimulate really help maintain a healthy libido.
And healthy blood pressure.
All of this stuff works together for health.
Switching gears, less people die. This is funny now. Ironically, we actually are having to have this discussion. Trump is ordering all agencies to terminate all federal assistance for any illegal aliens. Why was this even something we had to do?
Because of Biden.
Yeah.
You know. Remember, let's qualify this. Donald Trump had assistance for illegal aliens his first term too.
Yep.
Don't forget that.
But it expanded under Biden.
But I love the fact that he's doing this now. I mean, you think about it for a second. If we got a $1 trillion, budget, $2 trillion or whatever it is now.
That now, it's like $5 trillion.
Well, whatever it is, you could take half of that and make it go away.
Oh yeah, and that is one thing that Elon Musk has said. Regardless of love him, hate him, if you agree with everything, he's looked at a lot of these numbers. He goes, "Dude, we can cut $2 trillion out of this."
That's right.
And he's 100% right. Running these deficits like we have and having this massively high income tax that everybody has to pay into, while apparently there's no money for anything that people – like, here's the problem that I have. If we're in this really, really giving society and the government's just so giving and we're running this deficit and everything's happening all the time, we're going to run hyperinflation. Everybody gets a bonus. Everybody gets a check. Every time there's a natural disaster, here's another $100 billion for this county. If we're going to do all that, all right, whatever.
Disco, let's party,
disco,
man.
Disco. Let's do it. But when we're saying, oh, we're going to give $40 billion to this country and $5 billion to this country and this much money to illegals, and everybody gets a piece of the hyperinflated pie but the taxpayers, that's a problem. And that's an issue that I think everybody is absolutely nauseated with now, where we're sitting here paying copious amounts of money in taxes while everybody else gets money America.
We're giving people Social Security that are 200 years old.
It's money laundering. It's fraud. You already know. But Social Security isn't running out. Social Security is being stolen. I've talked about this for
years.
That's
a fact.
That's what's going on with it.
Social Security Trust Fund.
It's not running out. The way they designed it originally, even though it's a bit of a Ponzi scheme, it was designed to work off of itself because of the amount of interest.
And population growth.
Yes, and the amount of interest that it can get from the money that goes into basically this fund. You start putting put billions and billions and billions of dollars into this fund, then you simply can get a 3-5% return on it. The amount of interest that it makes can continue to sustain itself even while you're doing payouts. That's the way they looked at it.
But it's not designed for a declining population base.
No.
Whoa.
And it's not designed to keep paying people for hundreds of years that don't exist anymore.
Oh, by the way, another airplane crash. Two dead in a mid-air plane crash at Marana Airport. This is unbelievable.
Boy, airlines have been on a roll. This is a commercial.
Arizona, two single-engine fixed-wing planes collided mid-air at the Marana Regional Airport Wednesday around 8:30 a.m., according to the town of Marana. A press release from the town says four people were killed on the planes. two people in a Lancer 3600 were killed in the crash, and two in a Cessna 172 were they were uninjured. So most had a clipping. According to the town of Marana, was on scene the following story throughout the next day. They're investigating. Well, these are two personal small planes, and so that kind of stuff happens a lot.
That happens a lot. Yeah.
Well, what happens? You come into a landing to a runway, and you don't have a control tower. It's dangerous as all get out because you're supposed to follow a pattern, and everybody's supposed to get in the pattern together, and basically announce where they are in the pattern. And then after they clear the runway, the next plane comes in. The problem has it when these guys decide they don't want to wait in a pattern, and they try to cut in front of somebody, and they hit people. I've had that happen to me before. I wasn't hit, but I almost got hit. And I was pretty aggravated. And so it's dangerous when they start doing this, especially with airports that are not controlled by a tower.
This is a crazy story. One last story as far as this isn't funny for the people that were there. This is a crazy video to watch. Floodwater inundates Detroit homes and cars. Basically, this main line broke that was 50-something years old. It was a 1.4-meter steel water main exploded, leaving 90 people trapped in their homes. It flooded the entire
1.4 meter, that's like 5-foot pipe.
This is a huge line. Mm-hmm. The fact that this is a 50, steel main water exploded, leaving 90 people trapped in their homes, and then the water froze when the temperatures hit negative 9 degrees Celsius. That's horrible. I mean, the car's totaled and frozen. You can't go anywhere. Can't walk on ice out there. You're going to slide and break a wrist. So, again, something to be – and that's kind of what I was going back to. With the amount of money that we spend and we give to all these other countries that do nothing for us, our own infrastructure is crumbling here in the United States. That's the biggest issue that I have with a lot of this.
And let's not forget about all of the lead pipes.
That still isn't addressed, and
you throw that fluoride that acid in there, it dissolves the lead, and now you put all the lead into the pipe. By the way, here's a pop positive thing to end on. People see Jesus. Doctor shares what she's witnessed from people who are basically on the brink of death in hospice centers. A board-certified internal medicine specialist has says that many people at the brink of death will open their eyes and say Jesus or describe visions of heaven. I think that's great, because I tell you what, God loves you so much that he came and he died for you. And human beings are so twisted, they destroyed their own creator. But yet we as Christians, as people who follow Jesus, who love God, we realize that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and that this is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. And we will always think and put Christ first in our lives all of the time, or at least to the best effort that we possibly can. Always remember that. Always remember who created you, why you're here. We cover in detail in Angel Wars and why we should think about God and Jesus and pray all the time. God wants a relationship with you. If you call home, he's going to pick up the telephone if he knows you. He may keep you on hold for a minute if you haven't been calling home on a regular basis. It's not about a religion. It's about a relationship with Jesus. Always remember that, Austin. What do you think?
You're exactly right about that, and that's why it's so important to take care of our bodies, too, and be able to continue to stay strong and healthy for ourselves and everyone around us. That's what you start seeing now with all these things that are going on with the flu. And so I told Doug yesterday, I said that's why it's so important to keep the vitamin C, the D3, and the zinc in your arsenal all the time. So if you start getting sick, you got this stuff available. Because, you know, it's a lot easier to stay healthy than have to constantly try to ask for healing.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, people go to God and they basically – I've seen it happen many times. They'll pray and they'll have a miracle.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've got all kinds of health problems because of the dietary choices they've made. You know, they're living on BC powder. They're living on sodas. They're living on 7-Up. They're living on beer. Taco Bell. And they get unbelievably sick. They're laying on their deathbed, and God heals them. But they don't change their diet.
Yeah.
They don't change their lifestyle. 6 months later, they're back on the same bed dying again.
Yep.
Now, think about it for a second. God sends forth his word, and he heals them, and he rescues them from the grave, but they still don't listen. That's interesting, isn't it? Learn from what you learn on this show and from what you read and the research you do, and make the changes that are appropriate. Stay on the ultimate multiple powder. Stay on the purple sticks instead of coffee. You know, stay on vitamin E. Stay on the HGH stimulate. Stay on our program for the healthy immune support.
Yep.
Very, very important, especially this time of the year.
Absolutely, my friend. And you guys need anything, be sure to contact us. If you've got any questions, you can email us on the website or call us, and also sign up for the newsletter on the website at Team Health Masters and The Brower Show. You guys have a fantastic evening, my friend. Stay strong and healthy as always, and we'll talk to you again on this show
And by the way, you don't lose your healing. You basically turn your healing in and just let it go because you start doing the same behavioral pattern you did before and you didn't learn from the healing the first time. And it's very important. If God gives you a second chance, you need to take advantage of it and clean up the mess. I love you guys.